Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me to We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth. So help me God. Thank you, guys. Oh, I got so much to talk about. I am so excited. I'm like on fire in a good way. Okay. Yeah, I really am.
My baby giddy.
Yeah. Well, you all, let me tell you what this episode is about. But before I do, just in case if you forgot what we're doing this podcast for, it's for you. Thank you all so much for coming back and listening to us. And thank you to all of our new listeners. We have just grown. I mean, seriously, these last 2 months, you guys have been really listening and it just is inspiring. And we want to make sure we're bringing you good stuff, good content, things that really relate to your everyday life. And that's why we do this podcast. We are trying to help marriages. We want to help those that are engaged.
Yes.
And seriously dating. Uh-huh. Get from me to we, one couple at a time.
Amen.
And you can't do that by yourself. So make sure you subscribe to be a part of our tribe. And all you got to do is hit the notification button right there. Yes. And guess what? Now you are a part of our team. We thank you all so much because we want to make sure you get it right away. You don't have to wait, especially if you are a faithful listener. We are grateful for you and we're going to be faithful to you. So since we are talking about all the good things, I mean, seriously, I mean, just all those good things that are happening, that's what brings us to our title. So, baby, can I jump in?
Come on. They came for it.
All right. Our title is Make Bad Things Better and Good Things Great.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yes. We're talking about some positivity. We're talking about, you know what? Sometimes things happen. Sometimes you fall, right? But then you get back up again.
We fall down.
I knew you were going to do it.
We get up. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Come on. You know my hymn.
I was like, oh, my God. You got me coughing. Excuse me. I know. You always get me laughing. I think it reminds me of that old adage where they says, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Yes, I love lemonade.
And in that proverbial phrase, they use it because it means to encourage optimism and a positive can-do attitude.
Facts.
In the face of adversity or misfortune. And lemons, I guess, suggest sourness or difficulty in life.
Agreed. Okay? If you think about it, like when you get down, mm-hmm. it's easy to stay in that place.
Yep.
It's that much harder to get back up, but you have to.
Yeah.
Like, life is about challenges.
It
like,
is.
I want to be challenged. So if you mess up, it's okay. It's why they got an eraser. You can fix that mistake.
Yes, you can.
Come on.
And you're not your mistakes. You're not that one issue. And you can make lemonade and turn them into something positive or desirable.
Facts.
And that's what I'm thinking about when we're saying this. Like, hey, you can make bad things better, okay? And you can make good things great. Facts. So let's talk about how you can make bad things better, okay?
Okay.
Now, there's some things that happen, especially in the course of a relationship. And this is for those who are seriously dating, even those that are engaged, right? They're especially for those that are married. There are things that happen, and you're like, I don't know if we can come back from that. You know?
That's true.
I'm serious.
That's true.
But that's where the problem lies, right? If that is your thought process, right? And not that we all haven't been there. I've been there. I'm like, can we come back from this? You know, can I come back from what I just said or did, right? But you wouldn't be human if you didn't do that. But that isn't our excuse, right?
Agreed. It's power in the tongue, though.
Yeah.
Like, you speak to existence with your heart. You know,
yeah.
You speak from your heart what you're really trying to do.
Yeah.
So if you say you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it.
Yeah. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Right. And you know what's a good thing? What's crazy about the whole thing, though, mm-hmm. is that if you really think about it, everything mm-hmm. good technically came from something bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm not mistaken, I got to look it up. But, you know, they found penicillin. Because they were doing something else, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
I can't remember. Baby.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out a cure, you know, antidote or something to help you not be sick, something that can be an antibiotic. And it just it became that because penicillin is mold, right?
Facts.
Yeah.
Right. Is it? I'm taking your word for it.
Yeah, it
okay.
is.
Okay. So I'm just saying, so in some cases, I'm saying that to say that what happens is, if you really think about it,
mm-hmm.
the hurt you feel... Like, you don't want to feel it anymore, so you're going to shift it to, mm-hmm. to being something more positive and doing better so you don't make that same mistake again, so you don't feel that pain again.
Mm-hmm.
So the good comes from the bad, and that's not a bad thing either.
Yeah, and you know, this is the truth. Like Connell says, sometimes, you know, it seems like it's your biggest mistake, but it might be that next step to a positive outcome in your life.
Yes.
And we've had those things. Like, there's times, like, I think about the things and the trials and tribulations that I've gone in my life. I remember that I was extremely open, too open, right? I was telling everyone everything that was in my heart, and I was letting some people into my life that I shouldn't have let into my life, right? And though I didn't like the pain and results of the betrayals that I felt from mm-hmm. that, right? I learned something, right? And I learned how to position my heart, where my heart should be postured. And that, you know what? I'm going to always be a loving person and a giving person, but I don't have to provide full access to me in all things, right?
Correct.
And I learned how to do that. And I learned how to love people without necessarily giving full access to my heart, because honestly, that's reserved for my family. That's reserved for my children. But most of all, it's reserved for God. Nobody should have full access to your heart more than the Lord. And so I had to learn and readjust. And yes, I stumbled and I fell, but I got back up again and I learned, you know what? There's a better way to do it. Okay. And just like if you know, I was thinking about my babies when they were first learning how to ride their bikes. I remember one time, one of my middle son, he fell, right? He got right back up, right?
Yeah.
But then, you know what? He said, I know I'm not going to turn my wheel that way anymore, and I'm going to make sure that I'm able to, you know, ride my bike. And that's what he did. He went out and he did it. But again, he fell first, and then he got back up again.
Agree. I mean, that's just case in point. If you think about it, if everybody failed and just quit, we wouldn't have some of the things we have.
Oh.
And as you were saying that, mm-hmm. I was thinking about a song. And I'm going to preface this by saying, you know, though we're saved, this is a Christian podcast, uh-huh. we were of the world first, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So the song I'm thinking about is, it's called Smile with Tupac and Scarface.
Uh-huh.
And one of the lines in it goes something like, there's going to be some rainy days, but you got to smile through it.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, so when times get hard, you got to press on and continue to smile.
Hmm.
Because that smile turns into gratitude for the fact you have that next day to complete the task, which turns into the fact of that, you know, that you're still breathing. Like, you, like for I mean, just being real, like, for everything you don't have, you've got so much more. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, you have to have gratitude for the next thing you do have versus what you don't have.
Well, I mean, I had to figure this out. So when you said that, I'm glad that you brought in Scarface. I don't know how I feel
You don't know how to pivot from it?
I don't know. No, I don't feel it. You
okay.
know, but at the same time, you feel it, so then that's, I'm going to learn to feel it, okay?
Come on.
You know what? This could have been one of those first mistakes that it was going to be something great.
Amen. Hey.
But I do want to pivot back to what you said when it came to penicillin. This is, you know, there's so many outstanding things that occurred from mistakes first, and Connell talked about this, but Sir Alexander Fleming was the scientist that created penicillin, and the way that it was created is that Fleming noticed that a contaminated petri dish he had discarded contained a mold that was dissolving all the bacteria around it, okay? Mm. Then he grew the mold by itself, and he learned that it contained a powerful antibiotic, which is penicillin, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I agree with you on that. Did you know that chocolate chip cookies was an accident?
Shut the front door.
I kid you not. Where would the world be?
It was an amazing accident. That's what it was.
Okay. But it's the truth. While making a batch of cookies, Ruth Wakefield, she's the owner of Toll House Inn, which is Toll House Cookies, right?
Okay.
She discovered she was out of baker's chocolate. And as a substitute, she broke sweetened chocolate into small pieces and added them to cookie dough. She expected the chocolate to melt, making chocolate cookies, but it made these, like, little, you know, bits stuck together. And guess what? We had cookies.
Come on now.
Milk and cookies.
Thank you. You said Ann?
No. Just
What's cookies. Her name? What's her name?
Her name is Ruth Wakefield.
Thank you, Ruth. Auntie Ruth.
Okay. Can I give him something else?
Come
that
on.
Was made by accident? And this is you all day. Potato chips. Did you know that? It was a mistake.
Happy accident.
Happy accident. But it was a chef. His name is George Crumb. Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
That's
right?
Cute.
No, seriously. And he was a chef at the Kerry Moon Lake House in Saratoga Springs. And this is how it was created. One day, a customer sent back his plate of potatoes many times and kept asking for them to be more fried and thinner. And he just kept going over it. And Crumb lost his temper, okay, and sliced the potatoes insanely thin. And then he fried them until they were hard as a rock. You know what? To the chef's surprise, the customer loved them and wanted more.
Ooh.
And that's how we have potato chips starting today.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that customer. What was the customer's name? Okay? Because he was like, I don't like this. And he told him this was a great idea. And guess what? They made it something for them to work on. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
And then I'm going to give you one last thing, okay? The pacemaker, okay? That was created by a mistake, right? And this is what he was trying to do. John Hobbs, he was an electrical engineer. Hobbs was conducting a research on hypothermia and was trying to use radio frequency heating to restore body temperature. Well, this is what happened, how it was created. During his experiment, he realized if a heart stopped beating due to cooling, it could be started again by artificial stimulation. And this realization led to the pacemaker.
Okay.
So I want you all to understand some of the greatest inventions started by a mistake, and that's how you can make some things that were bad good, and you can make things that are great even better.
Facts. And actually, if I sit here and think about it and just ponder a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You know how you can fit things into a box.
Yeah.
So I can fit into a box that we were a happy mistake.
Oh, yes. If you really
think about it. So I think about the fact of the car. For instance, you gave me these beat up cars, right? Which led to our initial conversation of heated fellowship, which made me wonder like about this girl more, but also made me wonder like, man, who could be with this girl if she can act like
you
that?
You were about to say this like chick. That.
I was. But I checked myself. I checked myself. You my chick. My chick bad. My chick. No, oh, no, my chick bad. My chick good.
No.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, come on.
Here you go. You keep going to the
bad
secular.
Can be good.
There's some great good stuff.
But nevertheless.
Christian.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I'm saying to say, like, if we didn't have that conversation, let's say if you would have gave me just great cars, I would have never called you.
Yeah.
So I would have never wondered about you in my mind, mm-hmm. which made me kind of seek you more later on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that was a happy mistake that you, or was it just your triflingness that gave me them dirty cars? I don't know.
First of all, triflingness is not a word.
Hey.
That was another one that you made a mistake on. If you go come for me, don't come for me unless I send for you, okay?
Oh.
And so, real quick, just you all understand, if you really want to understand what Connell is talking about, I encourage you to go back and listen to the meaning of January 18th. It's the whole reason why we started the podcast, and it is the love story that Connell and I had, and we talk about all these unfortunate situations that happen, right? But yet it came out to be something so great, and it's our marriage, and we're going on 14 years of marriage.
Yes.
We have 3 children, right?
None of them were mistakes.
None of them. No. They were pleasant surprises. They really
happy coincidences.
Yeah, okay, right? You know, but every time I look at them, I just go, man, God, you are just so amazing that you gave me these beautiful children,
Amen.
That you gave me this wonderful marriage, and to think that we thought it was a mistake, but it was all a part of God's plan,
Amen.
In the first place.
Amen.
And so that's how you have to look at things. Sometimes it may seem like it's a mistake to you or an issue for you. But I'm going to go to Romans 8:28, where he says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So we were called according to his purpose to be a part of a covenant marriage. Mm-hmm. And now we can be on this podcast and speak to you all about this every time.
Amen.
And
when you're saying that, it also goes back to the fact that you have to be willing to listen too.
Yeah.
So though you've made these bad mistakes that can turn good, the only way to get to the good is to listen.
Ooh.
Especially after praying to God about the bad.
Yeah.
Like you have to listen and hear his voice instead of hearing your own. Because if you think about it, you heard your own in the first place. We probably made you make that bad mistake in the first place.
That's true.
Or push you down that way.
Yeah.
So it's so important that you make sure that you're listening to what he's saying to you in those moments. So therefore you're making those better decisions.
Absolutely. And that's how you really make bad things better and good things great. I mean, it's the truth. What my husband is saying is Bible. Okay, you know, like, I'm serious. It's so important. Like, God has said it so many times in there. You know, you got to really think of the positive. You got to lean on those good things. You can't be sitting around thinking about everything that ever went wrong. And do you think you're going to have some prosperity from that? Never. You know, we want you to talk about the good things, like what God is doing for you.
Yeah.
And then start speaking it and start moving from it. Yeah, guess what? Every one of us fall. We all fall short of the glory of God. But guess what? God is the one that puts us back together. We have a God who is made of second chances. He gave us all a second chance. We all got an opportunity to do it all over again, better again, and keep striving to be more and more and more like him. And so I'm telling you, this is when you should get excited, okay?
Amen.
Because everything created by God is good. And yes. You're good, okay? And nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. And that's in 1 Timothy 4:4. But I want you to know this. For everything created by God is good. You are good.
Yes.
You are good.
He don't make
you
no junk.
And he don't make no mistakes, okay?
That's right.
So if he made you, are you trying to say when you made a mistake that God made a mistake?
Oh.
No, it don't work.
Trying to talk about my father?
No, you better not talk about my daddy. I'm being real with you all.
Like, that's real.
You should be the same way. You know what? I made a mistake, but guess what? I'm going to get back. I'm going to get better. I'm going to learn. I'm going to achieve. And then I'm going to turn out more and more the way that God has called me to be. You hear me?
I hate. We fall down, but we get up. Amen. Come on now.
But
yes.
You know, like sometimes it's so easy for us to get, you know, wrapped in there and just focus on, like what we said early, the lemons. You can focus on the lemons.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's so sour.
It's
Look
easy.
At the taste.
It's
God.
It's the easiest thing
I'm
in the
so
world.
I'm so bothered by the lemon of this, the flavor, the action of it. Why has all this happened? Woe is me. And you can wallow in everything that's bothering you rather than getting up and dusting yourself off. I'm serious. I mean, that's biblical.
You're right. And as you were saying that, I'm thinking about when those lemons happen, the first thing we do is what?
What?
We blame God.
Ooh, like,
God, why did you do this to me?
Oh.
Why, God? Mm. I didn't ask for this, God. Why are you doing this to me? Why are you testing me?
That's true. And we'll say that all the time. But, I mean, I just want you all to think of it this way. Go to Proverbs 24:16. And I want you to keep that. When you feel like you're just making mistakes left and right, I want you to say this to yourself. And this is in the Bible. For though the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. Mm. You're the one that, if you're sitting around thinking of how all things went wrong, wickedness stays there, you know, because you want to wallow in that sin, right? Mm-hmm. But if you understand that, yeah, even the righteous fall 7 times, they get back 8. You know, they come all the way back up every time. He still gets up, okay? So just understand that. Everybody falls, but it's about the getting up. That's when you really turn some things around.
Amen.
So please understand that, and I have to.
That.
I'm serious. I have to leave them with another scripture because it's just who God is, and I just want them to understand this. Yes, you know, some things can go wrong, but I love in Genesis 50:20 where it says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good."
Amen.
"In order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive."
Ooh.
Like, he was doing this all right now. He was working for the good of you, right? And it was all to bring about the results you're having right now. And that makes me think about our marriage. It really does. Mm. It's like everything that we've gone through, everything that we've fallen through together, but we got up, it made us that
Facts.
Much stronger.
Yes.
Did it not? Like, I'm serious. I think about it. When they say pressure makes diamonds, that is a fact. Okay?
It is.
And I'm not talking about the diamonds that are in your hand. I'm talking about you pushing through, like dealing with the heat, the struggle, the pressure, and coming out on top. Man, when God is in it, when God is involved,
yes,
come on, you all, you will hands down be on top, okay?
No, when God is involved, you can't lose.
Yeah,
hands
down. You can't lose. It's when you try to fight your battles, because the battle is already won. It is not yours, it's the Lord's, okay?
Facts.
I'm serious.
Ugh. Say it with your chest.
I'm saying it with my chest.
Say it with your chest.
All right, you all, thank you so much. Oh, I felt so good after that episode. I mean, I just get excited. I get excited when we talk about how we can change things by just giving it all to God. I really do. Like, when we can make bad things better and good things great.
Amen.
That's when you got God in your life.
Because he's making them good things great for you, people.
Yes,
come on.
Yes. Thank you all so much for letting us tell you the truth.
Thank you so much for letting us tell you the whole truth.
And thank you for letting us tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me, God. Make it good, God. Make it good.
Make it good.
Make it great.
Amen. Amen.